Hi, I'm Peter Kageyama. I'm the author for The Love of Cities and the follow-up Love Where You Live. I talk about love and emotional engagement and why it's a good thing for people like you to fall in love with the city that they live in. And this is St. Pete in Progress.
So I am here today with Chief Holloway, and we are standing beside what currently is the Annex building. And Chief, we've been waiting for this day for a long time. We're finally here. So there's a lot of really cool design features in this building, and a lot of things that have some significant meaning to our police officers and to the community. Tell me a couple things about the building that you're particularly pleased to see in this design.
Well, the first part of it is the glass that we have. So that really says that we're transparent. We're open to anyone to come in to see. So we don't have anything that we're blocking from anyone. You can look through that glass. You can see what we have here. On our first floor, we're going to have it open out to the public. So you can have a public meeting. You can come into this department so we can become one with the community.
This is an amazing project for the city, for the citizens. It's a very complicated project. There's a lot of parts to it. It's important that it's a public safety facility.
I think the new police station reflects an attitude, and I think it's a very positive attitude. Now, a friend of mine who's been my mentor for years, his name is Charles Landry, he has this wonderful approach of how he looks at buildings. He classifies them as yes or no buildings. A building that says yes says, you know, welcome, you know, come in, be comfortable. A no building sort of says, hey, you know, you're not allowed in here, or we're a little suspicious of you kind of thing. And I think the new police station really reflects an attempt to be a yes building. I love the new rendering. I think it's great that we're trying to have this sort of open, friendly conversation about the police and the community.
There's a lot of other additional features, bells and whistles that are being built into this building, but all of them are really aimed at making sure that we can better serve our community.
And you're absolutely correct. All the bells and whistles that we're putting here, just updated technology, whiteboards, intelligent-led policing, thing that the officers really need in the field that we don't have in our old building. So this building and all the equipment that we have placed inside it will bring us up to date like every other police department.
It is, in essence, a major building architecturally for the west side of the downtown of St. Petersburg. It's kind of the gateway out of downtown to the west.
Things like architecture can set an absolutely great first impression and an ongoing tone. You know, because think about it, I mean, that building is going to be there for years. And if it's there for years saying no, no, no to a community, that's going to have an impact. But if it's there saying yes, being positive, that's going to have an impact as well.
What does it mean to the men and women of our department to know what's going to be happening with this building and with the building across the street?
What I heard from the men and women, a lot of them don't want to retire now because they want to move into the new building, because thanks to you, we will be an up-to-date police department, that our stuff's not old. They're not embarrassed to have another agency come here and sit in a room with them and work together, because we have the right equipment and the right building for people to come into.
It's something that's been a long time in coming, and a project that we've all been very excited about, and something that we're all going to be very proud of.
This has always been a dream, and you made it reality to us. And the way you look at it is, it shows that someone cares about them, that they deserve a good building, and you have furnished that good building to them.